Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's just you and me today, this half hour. I've got a few things I want to mention to you that are on my mind. It's with regard to... This is I started to say social media, but it's only somewhat associated with social media. I want you to think about... I want you both of us, you and me both, to think about how we're going to reach customers in the future, how we're going to connect with customers in the future. And I think it's important that we compare and contrast how that with how we currently often and in the past have reached customers. Customers in the past have expected you and me to advertise, right? And we have advertised. The 20th century, one of the 20th century phenomenon is the whole Madison Avenue thing, right? Where where the ads are built and they go out and people built radio shows and newspapers and magazines and television programs and everything else with lots of content that were built on there really were ad platforms as much as they were content delivery systems. And that's worked for a long, long time, and it's going to continue to work. But in the future, it's not going to be the only way that many customers, will connect with you, the way you will connect with them in the future. And a friend of mine, Kirk Chaffetz, says we're entering what he calls the post-advertising age. And I think he may be right about that. And we're not in it, but we're entering it. And what I think that means is that in the future, today to a large degree and in the future to a much greater degree, customers, your customers and prospects, are going to have more and more control over the information they receive. Not only the content, but the marketing messages that they receive. And if you believe that, and if you accept that, and I think, and there's no, you know, it's not whether I'm right or wrong about that, folks. Look at the evidence in front of you. Look at all the devices. Look at all of the apparatus that you have. All of the different innovations that we all have to control how we receive information, how we accept commercials, for example. What we do we can do to avoid them, right? And so think about that. We're bombarded with lots and lots of commercial messages every day, and we've learned how to listen or not listen. And so one of the ways that you're going to reach customers in the future, in my opinion, is going to be through communities. Now, you know when I started talking to you about communities? 1998. That's right. I started telling you about communities way back in 1998. If you go back and listen to some of my archives, you'll find that I did. And I've been talking about it ever since, long before I ever heard the term social media. I was talking about building communities with your customers, with my customers. And I was talking about all the different communities that we have in our lives. We have our friendship communities, right? We have our church communities, our synagogue communities. We have those. We have our school communities, people that we went to school with. We have our neighborhood communities. We have we probably all got multiple business communities. We have peer vendor communities. We have customer communities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lots and lots of communities. And we interact with those communities and we serve those communities. Well, in the 21st century, the way that all that happens is different from the way it was in the 20th century. Because we now have the technology. People have created the innovations that allow us to build and to maintain and to serve communities in a very immediate and robust way that we never had before. And so we can create these communities with our customers, for example. We can do it with all the other people, too, I mentioned. We are. But the ones I'm more concerned about right now are the customer communities. And so some of those communities we find we can participate in on what I'm calling the public social media sites, like Facebook, like LinkedIn. Twitter's another example. Those kinds of things. These are where you and I join a platform. There's a platform there that's public and basically free. You and I can join those. We can build communities inside of those public forums, those public platforms. Now, those are the ones that I think it's appropriate to call social media. And the reason is because, really, if you think about it, those sites were built for social connection, primarily for social connection. I mean, if you think about what Twitter, what is the first thing that you see at the top of the page on Twitter? It says, "What are you doing?" It doesn't ask, "What are you thinking?" Even though that's what I post on my Twitter post. I post, "What are we thinking? What are we talking about? What are my Brain Trust members and I talking about?" That's what we do. But the actual words at the top of the page says, "What are you doing?" That's a social thing. That's a social question. Facebook, MySpace, those are all social things. And what I'm concerned about, as we talk about communities for our businesses, building business communities where we invite customers to come, prospects to come and hang out with us, and they want to be there, they want to come back there because they like the values that we portray there of our company, and they like the value that we deliver. I'm saying that those, we should call those, that activity something different from social media. Because those, we're building those ourselves. The others we join, Twitter, Facebook, we're joining those. These others that I'm going to talk about in a little bit, we're going to build those. And I'm going to call those something different. And I'll tell you what that is right after these messages. 20 after, here's Van Morrison to take us out. One of the best songs ever made.
Please to the calling of your heart strength that play soft and low. You know, your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there. My newsletter, my blog, archives, articles, Brain Trust members. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you there, whether you want to read or whether you want to listen, ask a question, whatever. And if you want us to follow you home, we'll do that too. Just subscribe to whatever you like there, and we'll send it to you. And, of course, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Jim Blasingame. Yes, I am on Twitter. Yes, I'm on Facebook. Yes, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm part of these other social media communities. I'm hip. I'm hip, folks. And you won't get that from my children. They don't think I'm so hip, but I am. I'm trying to practice what I preach. But the point I'm trying to make here, folks, in my discussion about social media and how you should think about social media, I'm concerned that some businesses that are owned by people who are maybe not even as old as I am might say social media. I mean, I can just hear one of my old sales manager mentors saying, "Social media, you know what? If you want to visit, go see your grandmother on your own time. I need you to sell something today." Okay, now, how many of you are nodding your head right now because you've been trying to get your boss to allow you to do more social media with the company. And that's what he or she said. I need you to sell something right now. And so that happened. So I think I'm concerned that the term social media could be putting some people off. They could be getting in the way. And frankly, I don't think it's even appropriate to use as the term to describe building your business's customer communities. And so I've come up with some other terms. How about this? Business networking online. How about building online communities? I like that one a lot. Building online communities. That's what I wanted you. That's what I want you to think about. So when you're thinking about how much time and investment should you make in things that aren't advertising, marketing, the traditional stuff, or when you're thinking about how much should I divert over to this other activity, think about building online communities with your customers, and especially you'll do that if you believe what I believe, and that is that's one of the increasing ways that customers will get comfortable with you, that they'll want to do business with you, is if you put out, that you build this community. Now, how you build this community is you provide, you build this community by establishing information that you provide to your customers. And you put it out there. You see, either through your blogs or you have the website and you tell people, okay, would you like to know when we have new things available? Would you like to know when we've learned something new about how to use these products? Would you like to know when we have new information about our industry, about what's going on? People, if they're using your products, they're interested in these things about you. They'd like to know more about those things so they can become better informed. That's the new customer, folks. That's the 21st century customer. They want to know more about these things. And if you can provide them with that kind of content, that kind of information, and if you can demonstrate your values, part of which might be where you inform them of how your company is contributing to some activity in the community, how your company's values are, what your company's values are on green technology, on helping the planet, whatever it might be, some new you keep them informed on some new recognition that you or some of your employees received. Whatever that might be, a milestone in the company, these are things that your customers want to know about. And if you invite them to come to this community that you're building online, where that information is, when they join that, when they come and partake of the information that you place on that website or in that blog or wherever it may be, or in that distribution system, that newsletter, for example. When they come there and they join that, they have become part of your community. And they have said, we are willing to allow you to connect with us because we've come to your site, we've learned about you, we bought your products, we've heard about you from someone else. We share your values. We like what your company stands for. And we think we like the value that you're adding to our this community that you're building. And therefore, we will be part of it. And here's my email address. Here's my cell number if you want to instant message me something. Here's how you can reach me to send me this information. Here's how I can pick it up on an application on my cell phone or whatever it might be. That's how a community is built. And I don't think that's social media. I don't like the term social media for that activity because it's not so much social as it is, if you take the term social literally, as it is connecting with customers online, building customer communities online. That's the term I prefer to use. I'm going to keep using that term. I'm going to keep recommending that. I think there is a social media industry that includes the public platforms, the free platforms like Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, etc. All those, there is an industry out there like that. But 5 years from now, you may not care about that industry, but you'll still care about, you'll still be nurturing and maintaining these customer communities online. And that's the reason why I want you to think about that. They will endure long after the social media industry may not even be there. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Chuck Martin. Thanks for listening.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.